And here we have. Look at here. You're on.
Oh, great. This is Robert. Hi. I had trouble on the last time with putting in my codes to have my questions responded to, but here we are. This is the third time that I have, in a sense, established my Merkaba field. I did it maybe in 2011 with Drumbelow's work, and then a second time, and then with another person. And today was really wonderful with the crystalline spheres. That helped a lot. But my question is, I really don't notice anything having set this field up. It's like I feel like a peace and a centeredness in it, but I really don't sense magnitude of it. And I'm wondering if you could comment on that.
Well, yes, I can. Two things are in play here. You did the Drumbelow work probably some years back, before actually this complete Merkaba field had been established. And so you're operating at a certain level, and your body has become accustomed, because once the field is activated, it just is activated always. And it just takes directing your attention to it to experience it. So the fact that you may not feel any big exhilaration tells me that you have integrated a great portion of those light energies, and your body is operating at that accelerated light, and you don't really pay much attention to it because you've become very accustomed. It's just part of who you are. Does that make sense?
Well, thank you. Yes, that feels great. My mind would want to question that, going, you know, is it really operating? You know, is it functioning properly? And I think one of the things that I'm learning is like to really be here fully in my body, to bring my higher self and I am presence soul in my body and really be in the third dimension here on this planet. So I don't experience kind of these traveling experience or transcended states so much, because my work is to really bring everything into my body and be that Christed light, be that Christed presence wherever I go. And I do that consciously. If I go into a store, I'll center before I go in, just be in my heart, and then let the light do its work. But you've helped confirm that that it has integrated, because that was my question.
Yes, yes, and it very much has. You are unified in that field of light. Now, understand this. Yes, you are in a third-dimensional body, but it's taking on all of this light. So you are transforming that body in the light. Your cells are being changed. Your body is gradually being upgraded into a fifth-dimensional state, a fifth-dimensional body, because
yes.
You need that upgrade in order to hold the vast consciousness that you are now developing. So you're in transition. You're in between, because you've taken the time and worked with that energy previously, and it is very integrated within your system, and you use it. You don't call it that. Like you just voiced to me, you went into a store and you centered yourself and start emitting that light. Your Merkaba field is spinning and spinning as you do that. So interior, in the physical body itself, you're upgrading the cells. The cells begin to hold more light. The neurons in the brain start to alter and begin to... Your whole thought system begins to change. It's already changing.
Yes.
So, yes, you know, there is no question. You are fully integrated, and your Merkaba field is operating.
Well, thank you very much. I think with this, with the colors in the Merkaba that I wasn't used to before, and as well as these crystalline spheres, I think that's going to be a really deepening kind of relationship with it as well.
Yes, and so I would encourage you to play with it, to experiment with it, to, you know, visualize the luminous white and see all the colors that you will eventually see are colors that you don't see in your physical eyes. There's a radiance, a luminosity, and they relate to many layers of you, to your light body, to your levels of consciousness. So I will be, in future sessions, I will be very interested to hear of your experience as you experiment with the colors and the crystalline spheres.
Yes, one question. No, I tend to be much more sensing, feeling, and knowing than visual. So
yes.
I can kind of imagine the colors, but it's not as though I'm really seeing them. It's what it feels like.
You're knowing them is what
you're
doing.
Yes, I'm knowing them. Yes.
You are knowing them, yes. So some people are more clairsentient. Some people are more clairaudient. Some people are more visual. You just are that. You absorb the energy.
Yes.
Very, very clairsentient.
Oh, thank you very much. Really,
you
really grateful.
You are very, very welcome.
You're next on. Hello.
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 This is Maria Bass. Hi, hi. Thank you so much for taking my question. And as the previous caller, I also have had three activations of the Merkaba. The first one was with Drumbella as well. And the second one was with Mastering Alchemy.
Mm-hmm.
And my question is about the individual Merkaba field, because the way how I always have worked with that for many years is understanding that there is three fields that are rotating. One that is static, one that rotates counterclockwise, and the other that rotates clockwise. Probably it's not a big difference, because now that we add the other two Merkaba fields, you know, the luminous white Merkaba and the purple Merkaba, I feel that everything is integrated. But for me, it was very puzzling to have to rotate the tetrahedrons in different directions, because I always understood and felt that as an entire star tetrahedron. I don't know if the question is too difficult to understand, but do you know what I mean?
Well, because you knew intuitively that once you had activated the personal one, where the two tetrahedrons rotated in counter-rotating fields, you were in the middle of that. You were very stable. You weren't spinning. The field around you was spinning. But eventually that becomes very stable. So, yes, I can understand your confusion. But you don't need, and that's part of the rational mind gets involved in that when you start trying to figure out the rotations. So now that this pardon?
Yeah, probably that's part of the rational mind, but it's also a visual shortcut, if you want. And this is what I really wanted to clarify, because for me, it's really important to understand that what I'm doing is really reaching, you know, the objective, which is that both fields rotate and really, you know, generate this movement of light up and down, right? So that's why my confusion comes from.
At this stage, with all three star tetrahedrons functioning on the same axis, your personal field is very stable. And you have to understand that each star tetrahedron, there is an intelligence that comes from your sacred heart. So you don't need to be concerned about which way they spin, or just know that they're spinning in the direction they're supposed to spin in.
Mm-hmm.
Does that help you?
It does. It does. And I would like to ask you if you could tell us a little bit more about the upgrade in the Merkaba field. because I feel also that it has changed a lot and it's very different now.
Yes, it is very different. It was first brought through in a very third-dimensional linear way. And in a lot of aspects, there wasn't the balance between the masculine and the feminine, so that you had that divine balance of masculine, feminine operating simultaneously. Now you have that in the field. And it is not a linear concept anymore. It's more expansive. It's from a fifth-dimensional state of consciousness rather than a third-dimensional state of consciousness. So the energetics of it are very accelerated.
And it's just enough to maintain the tension in the field, for the field to spin at 100, the velocity of light, speed of light?
Yes, it will be much easier to maintain that 100% speed of light. And you actually, because you are in the center of that field, and you are absorbing the light that's being created within it and around it. So you are becoming that light emanation. It's not just about the speed of light. You are that light. And so it's this field, this Merkaba field, this upgraded fifth-dimensional Merkaba field supports you at that fifth dimensional level being light. It helps you maintain that more coherently and eat more easily. You aren't as easily triggered, or you don't, it doesn't fluctuate, it doesn't drop. Once in a while you'll be triggered by an event, or some of it is the environment or the collective consciousness. It isn't your personal fragmentation, it comes from the collective consciousness of which you are part of, humanity.
Right. So you may
be thrown off balance, but it's only a momentary thing. It's not something you have to work on for weeks and months at a time to re-get your field going, because it is maintained much more easily at that 100% rate, and you are very rarely thrown off balance. That's the beauty of it.
Yes, it's very pure, yeah. Thank you so much. Thank you so much.
Sure.
Makes things
clear.
Very good
question.
Thank you.
You're on with Lord Metatron. Hello.
Yeah, greetings. Yeah, this is a very powerful activation. It's very peaceful, very energetic. Yeah, my question is how to continue to maintain it, the connection with the crystalline grid and the crystalline sphere, and how that connects with, say, your DNA, the innate, and the higher mind and the soul.
Well, let's take this one at a time. First of all, those crystalline spheres emanate a pure light energy. Each sphere carries a specific state of consciousness, and because it is a crystalline sphere, it also reflects to the earth as it reflects around your field and as you walk the earth into that crystalline grid, which is being cleared and upgraded now through the intercession of the archangelics and many beings such as you through your states of consciousness. Now, to maintain, as I have said in the last questioner, that it doesn't take much other than to direct your attention into the field that is already operating at that 100% rate, and just knowing that it is functioning and that you are in the center of that field and you are benefiting from it. So you are absorbing those light frequencies continually. So as you operate in the world, you operate more from that state of consciousness. You see?
Yes, but when you wake up in the morning, you know, will you still wake up in that state?
Yes, you will. All you have to do is direct your consciousness, your attention to it, and trust yourself. When there's doubt, you create wobbles in the field.
Uh-huh.
So you have to develop, if you have that doubt that creeps in, dismiss it immediately and absorb yourself in that light environment of your Merkaba vehicle, and it will change everything. You have the power to do that.
Okay. Now, the crystalline sphere, it was kind of low when you were talking about the crystalline sphere. Does it surround the Merkaba field? Is it on the outside?
It surrounds the tetrahedrons. There are two spheres, and the points of the tetrahedron touch the inside of those spheres. So they encircle the tetrahedrons. There are
the top and the bottom.
Right. It goes around the tetrahedrons, yes.
Okay. Tetrahedron is basically inscribed within the sphere.
Yes, correct. You are correct. Don't get so much in your rational mind. Get into the experience of it. Know that it's there, it's operating, but get into the experience of it. And that's very difficult for many humans because your mind in the world has had to operate in that rational state. But the rational mind cannot understand this type of energy.
Just accept the energy and enjoy it.
Exactly. Thank you for your question.
Mm-hmm. You're next on with Lord Metatron. Hello.
Hello. This is Margaret. First, say thank you. I am so grateful for all of this information that you are imparting to us. And it was interesting to see that the last caller asked most of the questions that I held also. It really validates for me that we are all part of a group consciousness.
Yes, you are.
And as well as being an individual in this
correct
a process. So I guess one thing I would like a little more information on, though, is the spheres. Well, first, I have been familiar with the Merkaba, but bringing in the luminous white and then the purple and unifying those, that was an amazing experience, by the way. It just felt very complete when we had done that.
Yeah.
And then to bring the spheres, that was, I want to say new, but it's not. It's just we're being asked to remember that and bring our attention to it is how I see it. And you spoke about there being a consciousness in or that the spheres are made of this consciousness. Can you expand on that a little more?
Yeah.
I'm curious.
The spheres, the consciousness, the first sphere relates to that creative consciousness that is within the white star tetrahedron. It has a lot of those aspects. And so as the white tetrahedron emanates that, it's constantly being reflected back into the white, luminous white star tetrahedron. So the first sphere relates to that level of consciousness, the consciousness of the Sacred Heart, the consciousness of the Holy Spirit, the consciousness of that creative force of love, undifferentiated love that creates.
Yeah.
And then the second sphere, the outside sphere, relates to that source energy of the purple star tetrahedron, that unlimited source energy.
Okay.
And it's the unification. It brings the unification constantly, unifying all the energetics of the tetrahedrons within the spheres, emanating, reflecting back into those tetrahedrons so that energy is maintained in a very coherent way.
Okay, that helps. When I felt that process for me, there was, well, it's hard to describe, but felt an electrical, like, tingling in my space. And it was very comfortable.
Yeah.
And so I thought I would like
to
know more.
At that level of energy, you have this electromagnetic field within there.
Mm-hmm.
And the electrical charges are extensive coming from those spheres.
Okay. Yeah.
But they're not, like you said, they're comfortable. They're not like electricity. If you, you know, touched a plug or a raw wire, it's not that type of electrical charge at all. It's a very expansive electrical charge.
And it's kind of exciting.
Yeah. Truly so.
Oh, I'm just loving this, and I can't thank you enough.
You are very welcome. Thank you for your questions and your comments.
You're next on with Lord Metatron. Hello.
Hi, Metatron. My gratitude and my light to you.
Yes, blessings, dear one.
I just want to make a comment that when you mentioned that the crystalline sphere expands to 55 feet, that kind of knocked my socks off. I had no clue. And it also reminds me of the last part of Kutumi's prayer that says, I am light, 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 flooding the world everywhere I move, blessing, strengthening, and conveying the purpose of the kingdom of heaven.
Yeah.
I now get a better picture, get a very clear picture of that prayer. And
yeah.
I'm very, very grateful. It's a very powerful activation. And so my heart and my gratitude to you. Thank you so much.
You are so welcome, beloved.
You're next on with Lord Metatron. Hello.
Hi. I missed the first hour because of time conversion mistake. I'm just wondering if I'll be able to pick up and catch up as well through the recording and when we'll get the recording.
You should have the recordings posted on your private page sometime tomorrow.
Oh, great. But because we are still connected with the group, am I still connecting in?
Oh,
somehow?
Absolutely. Absolutely. You are one with the collective consciousness. You are one.
Okay.
So your field is activated.
Good. I noticed that in my daily check-in with the Merkaba that... not all the time and not at any specific time, but it does seem to wobble or drop down to 85%. And then I very easily bring it back up to 100.
Yeah.
But I was just wondering if there's any thing I need to know about that or any advice.
Well, look into that mental emotional body. It has to do with either a thought that triggers you or an emotion that drops below that fifth dimensional level. Anything that stimulates fear or doubt of any kind or even anger. Now, in itself, anger, there are many phases of anger. Sometimes anger is justified, but a lot of times it's not. So if there's any kind of judgment for self or another, most often when you are working with this Merkaba field, it relates to you. And your opinion of yourself or the what is going on with you, the doubt of yourself, but it relates to something within yourself. And that is within a fragment of your mental-emotional body that causes that wobble and the drop in the spinning field. But like you said, once you place your attention on that and you just infuse it with the light, it brings it right back up. But what is important that you need to pay attention to, what caused that? What in that mental emotional body caused that drop?
Okay.
Because when you notice it, then it'll dissipate. You'll not make that choice again. You'll
Excellent.
Be able to hold your frequency in more stably.
Yes. Okay, now I know where to look. Thank you.
You are very welcome. Thank you for your question. We thank you very much, beloveds, for your questions. They were excellent. And we want to tell you to notice how beautiful, how radiant you are as you have activated the full complement of your light vehicle. So, for a while, it would benefit you if you daily just placed your attention and notice how magnificent your vehicle is and how magnificent you are in the middle of that vehicle. This will help you tremendously. It will help you in your mental emotional body so that you can keep those thoughts in that fifth dimensional range, that you can keep those emotions very stably in line with the fifth dimensional state of consciousness. And you can prevent any wobbles in the field. So daily, just place your attention on yourself in this beautiful field of light and notice how radiant you are. Only takes a few moments of your time. And you will see how invaluable this is to you.
Well, group. Yay, group. You guys were terrific. I thought that the questions were right on and were very impressive. So thank you all for that. You know, the last couple of subjects here, of course, have been very important concepts, and they have huge energetic components. So we'd like to explore those further with our dear friend, Archangel Uriel. So take a deep breath and help Joan bring forth this collective consciousness. And remember, when this energy work is concluded, our meeting will come to a close. Thank you.